What's your favorite hymn? We're going to produce a CD of Issues Etc. listeners' favorite hymns. Just send the title of your favorite hymn by Monday, May 21st to lynn@issuesetc.org. lynn@issuesetc.org.
Don't worry, you're going to love the holiday menu with the commissary.
You know, they say sarcasm is a metric for potential. If that's true, you'll be a great man someday. I'll get the bags.
He does miss you when you're not here. And frankly, you're going to miss us. Because this is the last time we're all going to be together. You know what's about to happen. Say something. If you don't, you'll regret it.
I love you, Dan. And I know you did the best you could.
That's how I wish it happened.
That is a scene from the movie Captain America Civil War, where the reoccurring character, Tony Stark, also Iron Man, is, well, he's going back in time a little bit through the miracle of technology and trying to say what he wished he had said before his parents were killed, in particular, the father that he both idolized and rebelled against. That theme of fatherhood, of lost fatherhood, runs through these Marvel movies and the comic books as well. What kind of fathers do we encounter in those stories? Joining us to talk about the theme of fatherhood in the Marvel movies, Pastor Ted Geese. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. Ted, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks, Todd.
What kind of fathers do you usually get in the Marvel films and comics?
You know, it's interesting. The more you think about it, the more variety there is. There are good fathers. There are certainly bad fathers. There are fathers by adoption. There are deceased fathers. So fathers who are dead who, you know, still have an impact on the development of their sons and daughters, as it were. So I think that you get a real variety of fathers, actually. And interestingly, that there are pretty much fathers in almost, you know, connected to the main characters in almost all of these films. There are a couple of examples where they haven't gotten around to the father characters yet. But actually, in the comic books, you do have information about the fathers as well there.
So let's start with the one that's most top of mind, because it most recently was released, Avengers Infinity War, which is kind of all about a father relationship on a couple different levels. How would you describe it?
Yeah, well, you have the character of Thanos, and the last time we talked together, we talked about him being the adopted father of two of the characters. So that's his two daughters, Gamora and Nebula. And he essentially, it establishes that they were adopted by him as small children, and that they were raised by him. And he's not a particularly good father, because, you know, he's a villain, and he raised the one giving praise all the time and raised the other one punishing them all the time. So and then pitted them against each other constantly. So he's a bad father. The movie Avengers Infinity War, they do show the fact that Thanos loves his daughter Gamora and cares about her, although he is a villain, so he sacrifices her in order to get one of the Infinity Stones. But this is one of the characters, and that's one aspect of fatherhood in that film. The other aspect of fatherhood in the film is the relationship between Tony Stark and Spider-Man, and that was already established back when Peter Parker, the teenage kid, and Tony Stark were having their first encounters back in the film Spider-Man Homecoming from 2017. So you had the kind of beginning of that, and that's more of a mentorship fatherhood kind of a situation, where he's taking him underneath his wing, Tony Stark is. And in that past film, there was a moment where Peter Parker says, I wanted to be like you. And Iron Man says, I wanted you to be better than me. So that shows that kind of development. And of course, Iron Man himself has, like we heard in the clip at the beginning of the segment, this very complicated relationship with his own father.
There's another one, and I'm just going to kind of pick from my memory the moments where I think that actually fatherhood or lost fatherhood, disappointment with fathers, or revelations about fathers runs the superhero universe on both sides of the DC or Marvel. I think it does. Mm-hmm. It actually is what most of these stories are all about. But I'm thinking about a moment in Thor Ragnarok, which I finally got around to watching, in which Thor learned the truth about his father that he never knew before. It's all the backstory that, if you're only watching the films, that you come to believe about his dad is completely false.
Yeah, his father is kind of a repentant character. He has the character of Odin, played by Anthony Hopkins. By the time that most people came across him in these Marvel films back in the first Thor movie in 2011, he was like this stern but loving father who taught Thor a hard lesson and wanted him to move from being kind of petulant and immature to being able to take over for him afterwards. And what you discover in that Thor Ragnarok is that there's a reason why Odin wanted to do that, in that there was a sister that they didn't know about, Hela, played by Cate Blanchett, who was a terrible daughter. And he basically hid all of the evidence of her from his son Thor and his adopted son Loki, and lived a life different than he had lived prior to the death of Hela, or the banishment of Hela, I should say. So, you know, he discovers, though, that his father is not who he thought he was, or that at least his father wasn't who his father had become, that in his father's past there were skeletons in the closet.
Maybe the one that needs a little explanation is Spider-Man, because a lot of his, especially in the latest incarnation of these films, a lot of his, if he has any angst, he's kind of an angstless character in his latest incarnation. It is about, I believe, the death of his adopted father.
Yeah, so he's essentially, you know, living a life with his aunt. So he's an orphan kind of character, and there's a number of orphans in these Marvel films, actually. Like, in a way, you know, like there are characters like Gamora and Nebula who were orphaned by Thanos and then were adopted by Thanos. But you also have like Quill, Peter Quill, Star-Lord. He essentially doesn't know who his father is, and lives a life as though he was an orphan for almost all of his life, and eventually meets his father in the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, but then discovers that his father really isn't his father. Like, he's his father, but he's not his daddy, essentially. That's what Yondu, the space pirate, says to him. So he had a father all along that he didn't realize that he had. So when characters like Peter Parker end up being orphaned, they end up having to try to find a father figure somewhere. And in the case of Spider-Man, Peter Parker, in this current set of films, his father figure is Tony Stark.
Is there a father dynamic at work in the character that's probably going to be the next release, which is Ant-Man?
Yeah, there's actually some interesting stuff going on in that, just in terms of fatherhood. So your main guy, Scott Lang, the Ant-Man, played by Paul Rudd, is actually the second incarnation of the Ant-Man, as it were. He's the modern guy with the Ant-Man suit or whatever, with the technology. But he himself is divorced. He is getting out of prison, and he has a desire to do better in his life, not for himself, but for his daughter, Cassie. So you have this kind of father who wants to be rehabilitated for his daughter. So you have that aspect of it. But then also mirrored in the same film is another father-daughter relationship between the original Ant-Man, Dr. Hank Pym, played by Michael Douglas, who is the father to Hope Van Dyne, who's played by Evangeline Lilly, who will be in The Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is coming out later this year. So you have a situation where you have a fairly good family dynamic with Hank Pym and his daughter, although they are grieving the death of his wife, the daughter's mother. And then you have like this, situation that needs rehabilitation with the deadbeat father who's been in jail and who is wanting to strive to be a better father. So you have these two fathers. It's kind of an interesting dynamic. They play them against each other in the story.
We're talking about fatherhood in the Marvel movies and comics. Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. He has a bachelor's degree in fine arts, and he taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. There is also the theme of avenging your father, and that brings up the subject of Black Panther. Stay tuned. He's dressing up to be there too.
Like we always do. Saturday night at the movies. Who cares what picture you see?
Well, I think one thing we're going to do right out of the gate is define what pro-life is.
Scott Klusendorf talking about his presentation at the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
That term is now being confused. It's being put up for grabs, and we're going to make clear what the pro-life syllogism is, how we can make that case for life with people who don't accept biblical authority, who maybe don't even know what it is we stand for, and are subject to being confused. So there's a crying need to clarify what pro-life means, what our actual arguments are, and then we'll look at five bad ways people argue against the pro-life case in the public square so that we can be prepared to give good, solid, Christ-honoring answers.
You can meet and hear Scott Klusendorf making the case for life at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. Learn more about conference speakers and topics and register at issuesetc.org.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Are you a high schooler who enjoys theology? Do you know a high schooler who would make a good pastor or deaconess? Every summer, Concordia Theological Seminary offers programs for vocational discernment and theological education for high school students. Check out Christ Academy and Phoebe Academy this summer, June 17th through the 30th. Registrations open now. Email us at christacademy@ctsfw.edu or register online. Christ Academy at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, June 17th through the 30th.
You could win an audio DVD of every presentation from all six Issues Etc. Making the Case conferences. Record your answer to the question, Issues Etc., What Does This Mean? On our comment line, 618-223-8382. If we play your answer during Issues Etc., we'll send you a conference audio DVD of almost 50 hours of teaching. 618-223-8382 and answer the question, Issues Etc., What Does This Mean? Please be sure to mention where you listen. Welcome back. We're talking about fatherhood in the Marvel movies during this half hour of Issues Etc. I'm Todd Welkin. Pastor Ted Geese is our guest. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is the latest from Pastor Jonathan Fisk, one of our listeners' favorite guests. It's called Echo Unbroken Truth, Worth Repeating Again. That echo picks up on the theme of repeating truth, which is, well, the basic mechanism of what we often call catechesis or Christian instruction, which is the goal of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. Echo Unbroken Truth, Worth Repeating Again. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. I'd like to talk a little bit about avenging a father, and there's I think it's in Civil War, I can't remember which it is, they all kind of run together. There are two characters, both Tony Stark and, I can't remember the real life name of the Black Panther. They're both trying to avenge the death of their fathers in a case of kind of mistaken identity.
Yeah, T'Challa is the Black Panther, played by Chadwick Boseman. And you get this case where they're both trying to avenge their father, particularly Black Panther's trying to avenge the honor of his father. And then interestingly, then in the Black Panther movie, it's kind of discovered that his father had made some choices where he himself was going to have to differentiate himself from his father. And in that film, it's the Black Panther mantle moves from father to son. And the father was the king of Wakanda, this fictional African nation. And then it moves to the son, T'Challa. And but there's this other story that's going on too, which I think is interesting in terms of fatherhood, is that Black Panther's father, T'Challa's father, actually, as king, exacts execution on a traitor who is the father of the villain then of that film, Eric Killmonger, so played by Michael B. Jordan. So you have this case where these two sons now are reliving what had gone on between the fathers in a way, all played out again now in a second generation.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the twists on fatherhood that we find in these films. There is, in the Guardian of the Galaxy second film, if I'm not mistaken, there is a death of Groot, the tree person. I don't know what to call him. And so he goes from being this kind of indestructible force to being a very small and vulnerable, you say, in need of fatherly protection.
Yeah, he becomes Baby Groot, the adorable Baby Groot in Volume 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy. And then, of course, in this recent film, Avengers Infinity War, he's the teenage, insolent Groot who is like constantly on his a little electronic device of whatever sort, right? So, and you see these moments along the way where they're having to kind of take care of him like you would take care of a child. So officially, he doesn't have a dad, but the character of Rocket is often shown being like the fatherly character towards him, which is kind of interesting because in some ways they had suggested in the first film that really Groot was the one that was taking care of Rocket. So you have this kind of flipping around.
There is also in that same genre, there's Drax, who's on a personal mission as a father.
Yeah, it's revealed along the way in the first Guardians of the Galaxy film that Drax, played by Dave Bautista, is actually trying to avenge the death of his wife and children. That so in that case, you have a father who is trying to avenge the wrong that was committed by Thanos when Thanos killed his children.
Is there a father theme running through the story of Captain America? Because his parents are long dead by the time he gets to the 21st century.
Yeah, blink and you can miss it. But in the very first Captain America film, the first Avenger, there's a point at which he's being talked to by a doctor. If you remember, he starts out kind of as like a 90-pound weakling kid who wants to be in the army, and he gets the serum that turns him into the super soldier that becomes Captain America that he turns into. But he's being talked to by a doctor, and the doctor says to him, "What did your father die of?" And Steve Rogers responds, "Mustard gas. He was in the 107th Infantry. And then he kind of suggests that he wants to be in that same division. And then the doctor asks about his mother. But so you have a case where Captain America's dad was a soldier. And then what does he want to do? Like, all of these people are signing up to be part of the war effort in World War II. But then you have this added part where his father had died fighting in the war. So that's just another layer to the character of Captain America.
Where else would you find the theme of fatherhood in these films? There's a number of them we haven't talked about.
Well, if you want to just take a little side trip, outside of the films themselves, like, so if you're thinking about all these movies, The Incredible Hulk, for instance, they never really get into his, I don't recall anything about him, his parents or his father. Also, Dr. Stephen Strange in the Dr. Strange film, they don't really get into his father or his mother. But in those cases, the comic books have a little bit of stuff about them. And so in the case of Bruce Banner, the Hulk, in the comic books, they established that he actually comes from an abusive relationship where his father was abusive towards him. And his father was abused as a child by his grandfather. So there's this kind of like carrying on of a link in a chain of abuse going from father to son. And so you have this kind of thing where, you know, what kind of a father would the Incredible Hulk be? Like, would Bruce Banner then try to break that chain? Is a lot of his anger about what had happened to him Also, like, there's some things like that that are part of the comic book that they haven't really delved into in the films at this point. Also, Dr. Stephen Strange, he's before all of the, you know, woohoo, weird magic-y stuff, he's a surgeon. And in the comic books, they establish that, you know, his parents and his sister die. And while he's, you know, growing up and going through medical school, and he's not able to save them. So this actually hardens him as a person and makes him into kind of the arrogant individual that he was before the magic end of it kind of starts up.
Two final questions for you. Do you think I'm correct, at least in part, in saying that, that fatherhood is probably the theme, if there is one theme, that fuels much of the Marvel Universe, if not both superhero universes?
I think even more so in the Marvel ones, it really fuels it. And, you know, I had not really thought about this too much before, but, you know, when you start to get to the point where there's like 19 or so films, there's more than that, but in this current iteration of things, there's at least 19 of them, maybe 20 of them. It starts to really show itself like it as a theme. And then just, it's endlessly interesting to see how wide a variety of father characters there are. And plus, they're not presented in a harsh way. Like in a lot of cases, they're mostly, you know, they're not benign or useless fathers. They are actually important to the characters, and they want to, you know, live up to them, or, you know, do like be good in their eyes and things like that, which is, I think, is an interesting element of these Marvel films.
With about 30 seconds, why is that so important, given the fact that in most entertainment, fatherhood is presented in a negative fashion?
Exactly, just that. Over the last, I don't know, probably 30 or so years, fatherhood has taken a real hit in pop culture. So this goes against the grain. These aren't useless fathers. They're not terrible fathers. They're actually interesting, good fathers in a lot of cases, and or fathers who are desiring to be better themselves. And, you know, complex, sometimes character interactions, which is very interesting.
Pastor Ted Geese has a bachelor's degree in fine arts. He's pastor of Mount Olive Lutheran Church in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada. He taught a course for Concordia Lutheran Seminary titled Christianity in the Movies, A Lutheran Approach to Media Consumption. You'll find a link to his movie reviews at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Ted, thanks.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on Issues Etc., we'll discuss the sanctity of life and marriage. Dr. Peter Scare will be our guest. We'll talk with Dr. Ken Sherb about the theology of the cross and human care. And it's Friday. We'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We are committed to equipping the priesthood of all believers. That's one reason why we have the annual Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. This year's teachings include abortion, Islam, the prosperity gospel, religious truth claims, scientism, godliness, and the doctrine of justification. You can check out the conference at issuesetc.org. The 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference is Friday, June 8th and Saturday, June 9th in Collinsville, Illinois. It's filling up fast, so you need to register, issuesetc.org, or just give us a call, 618-223-8385. Ask for Lynn, and she'll help you register for the 2018 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference, June 8th and 9th, Friday and Saturday in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.